Okay, day 14, last but not least, compiling. The compile function is almost as big as the sum total of whatever you've discovered to date. All the functions and features you've experimented with so far, each of them has served to help you write or edit. Compiling is all about outputting that manuscript. Within this one lesson, I have grouped all of Literature and Latte's video tutorials, although just watching the first two is enough for you to understand how to move forward. I've also given you the link to the first of a series of blog posts all about compiling. So today's lesson is only the tip of an iceberg. As you learn a bit more, you may become more adventurous and set up your own project formats to suit your needs. To start with though, go easy on yourself, leave all Scrivener's default settings how they are and see what happens. As Compile is so powerful with so many buttons and bells, I don't doubt for a moment that you will need extra help with this. So remember to make a note of where you're stuck and to register for a Simply Scrivener special soon. I'm more than happy to include compiling on the list of questions in every single webinar. And no question is a silly question. Ask away. Good luck.